bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
Welcome to WDW Today Live.
You never do that.
No.
You never started that way.
Let's do it this way then. It's Wednesday.
Is it?
It actually is. It is Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018, and I do not know what episode number it is.
It is 1549? 49? No. It's like 195. 1595.
15. 1519. 1595, it don't work.
I quit the show.
Well, we are live. Well, the reason we're so lit up is we did this live on our Facebook.
Lit! The show is lit!
We did this live on our Facebook page, so hello to everyone joining us live once again. We are back from our holiday break, and I'm going to actually do our ad read right here, so if you're listening, it's coming. This episode is brought to you by the Pod Crews, leaving March 7th out of Port Canaveral, Florida. That's right, only a mere like 60-something days away, you can join me, Will, and the Grease on the open seas at podcruise.com. It's going to be a blast. We're going to be doing WDW Today Live. We're going to be doing the BLT Lunch Break with me and Bart Scott from Ears of Steel and from BLT. He'll be there.
And you're going to be living out an episode of the podcast.
For 3 days.
Yeah.
So there's still some really great, you know, obviously our packages are still available. You can be a part of the cruise.
Yep. We've got rooms available right now, interior rooms, $1,065, and that's for two people, unlimited drinks, and you get to pick another perk. You can do $75 onboard credit, free Wi-Fi, dining package, which is really popular, which is like just a fine dining package. We've got, that's inside rooms for $1,065, and then you can do a balcony room, which is quite the upgrade for only $1,315.
Very nice.
1315.
When you say unlimited drinks, because there's also like obviously your food is included. There's all the stuff that's normally in a cruise. Some of the shows are included. There's a lot of extra awesomeness. But when you drink, we have a unlimited.
It's called
beverage,
the adult.
It's
drink.
Called the beverage
the
package. What was it?
UDP.
The ultimate
drinks package.
Yes.
Yes, and it's included
when
in your cost.
You read the cruise boards, which. They're out there. They're like,
Like the message boards?
Yeah.
Angel Fire?
When I get on
websites,
I had the UDP on the Epic and the NCL Epic.
You
know
the
UDP? And yeah.
And what were they saying about it?
That
it was Epic?
Oh, okay. So they did a little switch. It's great, is what they're going to. I'll tell you
what?
Later.
What?
I mean, pina coladas. Mm. All day.
So the messages I was reading were like a few years ago, and they were like some people were talking about a price shift on some
but
of the beverages.
Matter. It's included,
right? There was like, they changed the price on
but
this drink,
matter.
And this person's like, I had the UDP,
so it don't matter.
Yeah, you
right. It's amazing.
That's
the second time you've made that joke, Logan.
I will say this.
Get out of this.
You have the UDP.
There is a cap. There is a cap at $15 per drink.
Yeah, but like,
so you can't go in there and get like a high end scotch.
Right,
you know,
but it's prorated, so that's like a $25.
Yeah. So if it's a $50
and
ounce
even on
pour,
the, and we're going from Port Canaveral, Florida, right outside Orlando. If you're there, Norwegian Epic, it's going to be awesome. We're stopping in Nassau.
There's going to be a casino night with
There's
me.
A casino night with the Grease, gambling with the Grease.
Oh, we're bar hopping.
Bar hopping one
crawl.
Night. Podcast for 2 days. The first day we're doing a meetup. Day two and three we're doing podcast recordings. In a cool theater that they've granted us. Go with about 70 of our listeners right now. It's going to be a blast. And that is on the Norwegian Epic. Let's go have some fun. It's going to be great.
Is Bart Scott coming as well?
Bart Scott will be there. So if you've...
Ears of Steel, folks.
Let's get ourselves
Ears
back.
Ears of Steel.
So go to podcruise.com. You can book that. And if you have any questions, feel free to shoot us a message because we really would love for you to join us. And then if this is a success, maybe we'll announce next year. We'll see.
Important point right here.
Important.
You got to pay in full right now.
Yeah.
We're
in that window.
Time.
Yeah, it's time.
Yep. But I mean, hey, new year, your vacation days just recycled.
New year.
Let's do this.
New me.
You know what I mean?
New year, new you.
People always
mean?
Say.
That's what it, that's.
No, I'm the same. I ain't changing for nobody.
No hat, though.
Not even 2018.
Well, what we were going to do, though, is moving on. That's at podcruise.com. And awesome. Thanks. We hope you come join us. It'll be a lot of fun. Matt Lott, though, will not be going because he just got done an epic vacation to Walt Disney World, and this is Lott's trip report today.
A lot of trip report. That's me.
You can't make
he
puns
notes,
and then go,
ladies and gentlemen. Like, when I say he's got notes, like, his penmanship is awful. But, I mean, it looks pretty good. I mean, I'd tattoo that on my lower back.
Said two different things.
It can go right next to my cruise ship blackjack trophy win tattoo.
One in a million.
You won? Are we going to and we get to experience that?
I have the trophy in my office. I'll take a picture of it, post it.
Your home office.
My home office.
not at work.
Yeah. I mean, I could bring it to work.
That's fine. Lauren may eventually say, get this out of my house.
She tried to throw it away once. She legitimately tried to throw
it away. That's not very nice.
You didn't let her, though.
We had to come to Jesus meeting.
Listen, sometimes you don't get awards that often as an adult.
No. So the thing about that one was she told me, why are you going to go and play in that stupid tournament? You're not going to win.
And then you said, hold my beer, baby.
2 hours later, I come outside, find her laying in the sun, and I plop that down along with $500 in red chips. And I said, what do you think now, woman? And she's like, I've never let her live it down.
That's good.
It's one of my favorite stories.
Interestingly, she's been taking out her frustration at the way you handled that on you ever since.
What do you mean?
Listen, what are we doing? Therapy session here?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Grease, how does she make you feel?
She's not going on the cruise, though.
She's not. I told her
Will's
stay back
this
year.
Will's wife isn't going on the cruise.
I need to assess.
It is.
I need to assess the situation, see what we're working with here, and then maybe she can come next year.
All right.
It's the same thing you told me.
Let's get to Matt's Lott's.
Yeah.
I got to clarify. Trip report. So when did you go?
All right. So we went for a grand total of, I believe, 9 days. That's just myself, wife, and my son, my parents, and my sister Allison, my brother-in-law, and their two children were there for 11 or 12 days, I believe, total. And
it's like a British holiday.
Yeah, it is for real. I'm hoping that this will be good information for people that take a trip every once in a while with a large group. There were 12 of us total. One of my sisters is pregnant, so 12 and a half, I guess.
What ages? Starting, let's say, oldest and youngest.
Oldest, my dad is 1,000 years old, and my mom is there with him.
He built the Grand Floridian. Now,
that's my father-in-law.
Right. And the Statue of Liberty.
My parents are in their 60s, I believe. And then there's me and Dawn.
That's good.
We're in our 30s. Both of my sisters are also in there. So we're all in the 30s and then the kids.
Bevy of kids. Johnny the youngest?
Johnny's the youngest.
In utero.
Yes. Russell. Baby Russell is younger than Johnny. There's so many kids.
And that's like, he's what, two?
She told me, and I forgot.
He's young.
Yes. I think a year and a half.
It's like a baby. Still kind of a baby.
He's walking.
So you had from baby to 60 in a group of?
Yes.
12 people. How many people is it?
12 people.
12 people. Like, that's, 12 people. That's intense.
Yeah.
At the holiday season.
It is. I think my mom might have missed her calling because she should be a Disney trip planner. That should be her job. Because we got there, and I mean, we had a schematic of our trip and how things were going to go down. And she just did a really, really great job of dividing up what we were going to do and time spent in the different parks. And she completely utilized the FastPass system like to the maximum benefit of everybody involved.
How do you do that? Because I don't think I've figured all that out.
Well, it's different now. I remember years and years ago when you could get a FastPass and then within an hour of your ride, you could go get another one, you know. But now you control everything with their little My Disney Experience app, which is great.
Yes.
Great.
And you make 3 reservations.
Yes.
For your ride time.
Yes. And as soon as you use one, then you can get another one.
No, well, you can pre-book 3.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait.
When you hit the third.
Then you have to get 0.
Right.
Then you can start adding them.
Yeah. Once you've finished it out, you can then have a rolling.
Yes.
You can get one, finish that ride, get another one.
It's hard to do a lot of rolling when you're in the holiday window.
Yeah, because you'll check and it'll be 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It'll be the next one.
And they're gone, you know. So, for example, the Flight of Passage at Pandora, those fast passes were booked 2 months ago. Like, she was waiting for the window to open, and then, bam, she booked them, which sounds kind of inconvenient, but I would never ride that ride without a fast pass at this point. Because
yeah, you said, what was the wait during the holidays?
The shortest wait I saw passage. The whole time was 3 hours.
Mm.
And I don't think any ride is worth probably an hour and a half or up.
Well, at that point, you're kind of, there's other things that, well, for your day at the park,
is that ride worth $30 of your money? Because, I mean, essentially that's $10 an hour you're paying.
Yeah. Right, that's what you have to think about. Is it worth your time? And some people will say, absolutely. For those of us that go all the time, sure. Like, you could say, I've done everything 1,000 times. But for someone like your group, but you didn't have to, how long did you actually have to wait in your Fastpass line? 15, 20 minutes. Yeah, that's not about, I think when I did it, Fastpass was about 15, 20 minutes. You don't see much of the queue.
Right.
I'm sure you'll get to that point. Well, we can get there a little bit later. Sorry.
No, it's totally cool. So we didn't do the dining plan. They are Disney Vacation Club members, but what we, I guess she went in and like looked at the plans of the
broke
dining
it down.
Plan, broke it all down. And for our family, we eat a lot of breakfast in the room.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we'll take like one of my favorite things we did was we had lunch on Tom Sawyer Island and we like took a picnic basically and then camped out at the little restaurant there with the rocking chair. I can't remember what it's called. It's right by the fence.
Yeah.
That Tom and Huck
that didn't fence.
Finish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that fence right there. It's right there. But we took like a sack lunch and had a little picnic. So if we were eating breakfast in the park every day, I think it might be different, but it's just not. When you're just eating breakfast in the room and then heading out, it's not cost effective to do the dining plan for that, for our group.
I think that it is case by case, but someone just put on our Facebook Live, the dining plan is evil, never get the dining plan. I don't know if I go that far, but like, some people love it. I've never done it. I don't do it. It never makes sense for us financially.
Right.
I really wish they would do like a points-based system so that like you can just buy enough points and just so that it's easy. You know what I mean? And like you just use your points throughout the week.
Like how you want to use it.
How you want to use them. Exactly right.
Like prepay for stuff.
Right.
But
like a
what
hybrid.
What you decide you want.
Yeah.
Well, and then another thing with that is if you don't use up your points, gone. Like Disney just eats your money.
Yeah.
Right. You know? That's what I think that's what you're saying is you wish there was hey, I could buy 100 points this year.
It's like, okay, it's 2 points for the character breakfast. Okay, so we're just going to buy 20 points for the week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll spend 8 then, and then maybe we do another fine dining experience, and then we've got lunch one day. You know what I mean? Like, so that makes a little bit
instead
more sense.
Instead of sort of the all-in.
Right.
Yeah.
It's never
and, I mean,
sense.
It's good for Disney still, too, because, I mean, there's still chances that there's going to be points left on the table. And, I mean, I think that's the general idea for them.
You'd think
doing
so.
That.
But and so I want to clarify, Aunt Polly's is the restaurant.
Yes, thank you. Who said that? Brad.
Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad. Thank you, Brad.
So we, I guess the dining plan now, I was doing some digging before the show, and it comes out to almost $70 a person.
Depending on, for your trip. Yeah.
We were averaging about $40 a person per day.
Per day.
That's how much we were giving each other to spend. And so, and then, you know, like I said, eating breakfast in the room and then, you know, I know that it has like the snack options and all that stuff, but we just weren't fooling with all that stuff.
Yeah. I was speaking with a buddy of ours, John Schneck, and he said at the end they had a bunch of, you know, points, I guess, left
snack
over.
Snack credits are always left over for people. Yeah.
And then they just went to the gift shop and just loaded up
with the snack credits.
Yeah, for
now, there is a big change in the dining plan for 2018.
Yes.
Where you get your alcoholic beverage included on the dining plan. So for a lot of people,
that could be a game changer. For
you know, knowing that you can have a glass of wine with dinner.
Yeah,
you can have a signature cocktail.
Yeah, and that is one of the things it was pointing out. It's just certain little things about the dining plan kind of make it a catch 22 because it's convenient. You're not having to pull your wallet out and take money out while you're on vacation, but at the same time,
but for a lot of people, they like knowing that it's taken care of. And knowing that it's all inclusive, so
one of the old advices of the show that even predated us, and I've kind of that is if you want to break it down, go you want to prepay it, go buy yourself a Visa gift card.
There you go.
Put however much money you'd think you're going to spend, and see how much you'd spend on the dining plan, and then see if you have money left over.
And that's what we did is we bought the Disney gift cards.
Yeah,
and so you had like they had this many cards for each person, and then that was great because you're just spending it right there in the park. It was, she planned it.
Because Patrick just said, and with the new one, if you don't drink, you're still paying for the drink.
Yes.
So for a lot of people who
aren't
going to drink, which is probably a good portion of people taking their kids to Disney World, it's interesting. It's interesting.
It is interesting.
And too, it's not like it's unlimited drinks, right? It's
probably
one per meal.
I think it's all, designated this on this and this on this.
So you took you heard our advice for the dining plan. Go. What's next?
That's my dining. So the best thing, the most advantageous thing for us is because we had so many kids. So it was like Eva and Emma and Henry and Russell and Johnny. So, you know, 5, 6 kids. If you have that.
Give last name, schools, where are they? No,
right. If you have this many children with you, one thing that she planned to do, which was awesome, is she broke up the Magic Kingdom into sections. So we spent 3 days.
Adventureland.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of broken up for you.
Right, right.
Matt, I don't know if you know this.
She took those sections and she broke them in. She broke those sections into micro days.
Oh.
Yes. So, like, one day we stayed pretty much exclusively in Fantasyland, kind of Tomorrowland. The next time we went back to Magic Kingdom, we did Adventureland and Frontierland, you know. And then the next time we went back, and that's how we did our fast passes. So according to age, because obviously Johnny's not going to ride Space Mountain with me, but he's going to go ride Dumbo's fly around elephant thing.
You should tell Johnny to man up and ride Space Mountain.
He looked back at me and said words that I can't say on a podcast. Probably like, you are 2 years old.
Like, you know how tall I am?
I love taking my kids and getting them a fast pass. You know what I mean? Than just using it.
Come on, this
don't
guy.
Say that. You're gonna get all this hatred.
Yeah, you're gonna
I'm
see
just
people.
Kidding, y'all. I can no longer support you, Grease.
But I will say that way of breaking up the Magic Kingdom when you have that many kids is great. And for your older kids, because Eva is kind of transitioning into a teenager, we did the Sorcerer's Quest.
Yeah,
she and I did, and that was awesome.
You liked it?
Loved it.
All right. See, I've always heard mixed reviews. So.
I loved it, but hey. I'm a Sword and the Stone fan.
The gamesman.
So I was happy to see Merlin back in the game, you know? Yeah. The cool thing about it was there weren't a ton of people doing it. There were a couple of stops where we had to wait for a few minutes for other kids
to do it.
And then you would always see these other kids walking up and trying to activate the thing and it not working, you know? And so you'd be like, you just got to go talk to these people. It assigns different quests to different kids. So you might be waiting in line and your quest isn't getting spoiled for you in front of you because that person's on a different quest than you.
So that
was pretty fun. That was really cool. And we were going everywhere in the park.
Those are perfect when you are on the longer trips. Like you guys are on a 9-day trip.
Yes.
So you're going to want some variety. And we're going to the Magic Kingdom 4 or 5 days, basically.
Right.
So you want.
Right. And Eva's been there a few times over the past few years. So this was like a new dimension of the park for her. She loved it. And we had they give you a little map and you collect all these, you know. They give you these cards, and you have to hold up the card, and it's got powers assigned to it. Yeah.
I've started it.
Yeah.
And I've given up. Where man and I are like, oh, let's just go over here. You want to do a tiki room?
There were a couple
That's
of
That's not one you get a keepsake, right?
You get to keep the cards.
Yeah, you keep the cards.
Oh, okay.
And now they're like, they have binders for these cards.
Oh, yeah. People are intense about
them. Yeah.
Because you get specialty cards on different events, and there's other things that can happen.
Yeah, it's like a new pin thing. You know, you have the specialty pins and everybody. And I will
Giant
say
tarot
too,
cards.
A lot of people are really kind with it because we had a couple of times where people just walked up and said, what do you have? And then she would show the cards and they would give her, you know, like a super powerful card or whatever. And they'd say, well, see you, walk off. And we're like, okay, let's go do this quest some more. So that was fun.
It's like Magic the Gathering.
Yes.
Or Pokemon.
Yeah.
Were you able to use lightning bolts out of your fingers?
I am.
Okay.
But she can only shoot lasers out of her eyes, which is going to be weird at church.
Yeah.
But I told her, don't do it.
No church
lasers.
At least
lasers. Right when you get at home. Wait.
Newsboy show has church lasers.
Right. But that was a cool thing. That was a lot of fun for her.
How old is she?
She's 12 or 13.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So she was, it just added a lot. It was a separate adventure, you know, that she got to go on. So
does Johnny think he owns Disney at this point?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But people were, no, he doesn't think that. This was my thing. I love to get a t-shirt from Space Mountain, and they had this one shirt that I really, really wanted. It wasn't in my size. I was really bummed, and then I hopped on that trusty app, and there it was, and I ordered it. And when I got home, there it was at my door waiting on me. So
very nice.
That was pretty good. So I wanted to throw that out there. If you're in the park and there's a piece of merch that you see that you can't find in your size, you should look in the app.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's
just in
there. You
can actually barcode.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a barcode scan on the shirt item and see if it comes, what size it comes
in. They have a Disney Parks app that can search for merch specific to
Shop
each
parks.
Park. Yeah, Shop Parks. That's it.
Terry once said to me, they sell my signature shirt on that. He was like, what?
A blue polo?
This blue polo.
That's the shirt one. He's wearing.
They sell this on the Shop Disney. I didn't buy it from Disney. but they have because I guess they sell it at the yacht club.
Oh yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
there you go.
So if I ever am in desperate need and I'm in Orlando,
you're covered.
Okay.
Also, at like the Millennia Mall, you could just go there.
That is true. Mall and Millennia.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying that you have options.
It's not quite as magical.
No, it's pretty magical though.
And I want to throw it back to one of my favorite moments in Magic Kingdom was when we did that little picnic on Tom Sawyer's Island. That
was a lot of fun. So break that down for us.
We rode the ferry over
to... what'd you pack, though? Like, are you bringing coolers into the park? Or did you, like...
No, yeah. Yeah, we had little
coolers. Little mini coolers?
Not like we weren't flying, in, you know, with rolling coolers.
I got a coolest cooler with the...
87 pounds.
Right.
So heavy.
It's like a little cooler backpack scenario.
Like the little
soft-sided...
Yeah.
I don't think you can actually take coolers in the park. You have to take the soft-sided ones in.
So it was just like a sandwich and chips, you know, just stuff like that.
Not if it's a service cooler.
That's true.
You can take those in.
You have a service cooler.
You're carrying organs.
You've reached a new level of humanity. You have a service cooler.
Carry organs.
A lot of people have service
Logan
coolers.
Said that.
For what he's talking about.
I got a couple of lungs in here.
I always start coughing when the fireworks go, so I probably a spare pack of lungs.
Brad said he's excited you got a Space Mountain shirt. What did it look like? Did you say Space Mountain?
In like block letters.
Was it Ric Flair?
Yeah, it's Ric Flair.
Shortest.
No,
what is
just,
it? What's Ric Flair?
Really, I
say something's probably offensive. It is offensive. I'm just not going to say it. It's about Space Mountain. You all know if you're a wrestling fan.
It's that right there. I can't really show.
Oh, snap, dude.
It's just one of their retro shirts.
Oldest ride.
Yeah, it's pretty retro. Retro space font with the Space Mountain. It kind of, yep. Mm-hmm.
So when I was out there at Disneyland before Thanksgiving, is that when I was out there? Yeah. I met the guy.
I wasn't there.
What?
I think you just said, was that when I was there? I think so.
I think it was before Thanksgiving. And I was in the Downtown Disney World at Disney Store.
Yeah.
And I was looking at those shirts. And I was like, these shirts are cool.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's Anaheim, the guy's like, oh, yeah, I designed those.
Nice.
He's like, yeah, the Hanes came to us and had like these six colors of shirts.
Yeah.
That they had a surplus of, and they're like, do you want them, Disney, for like nothing or whatever? So they designed a whole line.
That's awesome. Like, yeah, they have one for Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, they're cool
Pirates
shirts.
Pirates, and they're all the retro things. So that was fun.
So you packed up your lunches. And you
packed
just
up
the
lunches.
Just
went
over there.
We took
the ferry.
Boat, the ferry. And then we went to Aunt Polly's and just sat there and enjoyed the rocking chairs. Thankfully, it wasn't super hot. It was before the cold snap that everything just had. So it was in like the low 80s, but man, that was nice. It was relaxing. And then we got to explore.
I saw you were in shorts.
I was. Yeah. I felt bad for all the people that had to look at my white, white legs, but
you should feel
fun.
Bad for all the people that are in 17 degree weather.
I do. I feel bad for them too.
Yeah.
Who else should I feel bad about? Think about it.
What? Don't say, I don't want to know what comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, this is
how
could go
I'll,
very poorly.
Yeah.
Right. I'm
moving on.
Never give him
I
a third chance.
Moving.
Yeah, Will shuts it down after two. Normally,
we got to walk around and explore the island, which Johnny loved. Loved going on the rickety bridge and everything. It was a lot of fun. That was just a quiet part of the park that doesn't get as much attention as the big rides, you know. And so it was a cool little family spot.
I feel like you had like an emotional moment.
I did. I took a lot of pictures. It was cool.
Did you put your headphones in, like, cue up some Jimmy Eat World and just live it?
No, man.
Mm.
It's not how I enjoy life.
I did that here in 17-degree weather.
So, that's my Magic Kingdom thing. The splitting it up, using the sections like that, and if you're going multiple days doing it like that,
I kind of like
good.
That.
That's a good plan.
Did you look for any hidden Mickeys?
Makes it more chill?
It does, because you're not so stressed. You're not like at Peter Pan's flight. And you're like, okay, we got to do this, and then we've got to go all the way to Space Mountain, you know, and then we've got to go all the way to Thunder Mountain.
Yeah,
because
I've been there
for
multiple days, and like, I don't know why I get it in my head that I want to do the same exact thing I did. Like, I'm trying to get it all in.
That's a lot of people.
And then the second day I'm there, I'm trying to get it all in again.
Yeah.
And then the third day I might like, I don't know, slow roll it a little bit, but I'm still like just anxious and.
Yeah. You're just worried you're not going to get everything done.
Yeah.
The way it was planned out, it was just like. Oh, just peaceful. We got to do everything.
Had your three fast passes locked in for every day.
Yep.
And you spent, so is that the only days you spent multiple days at the same park, or did you?
We went to Magic Kingdom, I think 3.5 days, because we were there the final day, which we were only in the parks for half a day.
Gotcha. So they weren't in a row.
No, not in a row. It was like Magic Kingdom first day, and then Hollywood Studios, and then I think Magic Kingdom, and then Animal Kingdom, and then Epcot, and then
back to
Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom. We went to Animal Kingdom twice, which we had never done before, mostly because of Pandora.
Yeah.
Which the Flight of Passage was pretty incredible.
Is that where we are? Are we going to get there now?
Yeah, let's go there.
Let's go there. All right, Flight of Passage. Two out of the five of us have done it now.
Oh, I'm going to do it eventually.
Well, yeah, next time you go, you'll go.
Yeah.
I've put my opinions out there, which I
like. So is it kind of lame like Soarin'?
Well, here's the thing.
You said it was life-changing.
Man, my life has not been the same. It really was cool. It was like Soarin' times 1,000 because it's the same kind of thing, but it's completely... It's way more involved.
Nothing times 1,000 still equals nothing.
Not to me.
So you sit in a chair and like wind blows and you smell stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
And it tricks your mind way more than Soarin' would ever pretend like it was. Because it's way more like a 3D simulator. You know, you're in this thing.
Yeah,
and you're sitting on it like a bike. It tells you, pretend like you're sitting on a bicycle. So you're up on it. And the one thing—
You're straddling it.
Yes, you're straddling this machine. And the one thing that Logan and I talked about is they need to tighten the glasses because that was one disadvantage.
You have some pretty big movements.
Yes.
And mine would be,
I heard lots of people complaining. Like I was listening. We wrote it twice and I was listening both times we got off the ride. And that was why were the glasses so loose? Because it is. These are herky jerky movements and your glasses are falling forward and you're having, and it's telling you to keep your hands on the bars, but your glasses are falling off your face.
Yeah.
So you need to, like Star Tours, they're basically giving you a headache because they're so tight on your head. So I don't know. But anyway, it was...
That sounds like me in a recliner on a Saturday watching college football.
Yeah, you just kind of...
That's terrifying.
And they're bigger. They're a lot bigger, but your field of view isn't that much different because it's like kind of frosted at the top and bottom.
Yes.
So your field of view is still kind of the same as if you were on a Star Tours. You just don't have the frames.
Right. It was pretty... It's a great ride.
It is.
And it's giving you pictures into the world of Pandora that you haven't seen yet from the first movie. Because there's different creatures.
I like the way you phrased that. From the first movie.
Well, because this takes place after the entire series.
Right. This is way in the future.
Yeah.
After the first
movie. You're hundreds of years, I think, or 100 years removed from the movie, from the story arc.
Yeah.
A couple comments came in. Brad said, I'm almost nervous I'll be let down because of all the hype. I will agree with that.
Mm.
Because I think that was my problem.
Yeah.
I was sold it to be, it was going to change my life. And it was kind of going into a movie with too high of expectations. Like
I get that.
I did a couple weeks ago. But you can't necessarily live up to the hype. I would agree with that. Go in with lower expectations.
Yeah.
And go in with expectations of it's still a ride with a screen. You know, at the end of the day, it's a screen in front of you and you have a thing that moves you around. There's no real changing that part of it.
Right.
But it is really cool. I liked it a lot. Would I wait more than the...
No.
Would I wait hours for it?
No.
No.
Absolutely. That's what my family and I talked about. It is not that... Like, that is... There's a lot of hype about it. But when you walk into Animal Kingdom, like, opening, and there's already a line past... I don't even know where you are. There's a giant four-hour line right at opening. I don't know if any ride's worth that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, because it's...
I'm just hoping to get through this thing by lunchtime.
Yeah, but I mean...
Something I don't want to say when I go to Animal Kingdom.
You know, we were talking about, like, at lunchtime on the last day we were in Animal Kingdom, the line was around 5 hours. So it's like, you're going to have to sit in line until dinner time before you can get on this ride. That's crazy.
At what point do they shut it off? Because,
I mean... They don't?
So literally, they're going to...
If you're in line...
They're going to cut it? At closing time and be like, sorry guys.
No. If you get in line before close, you will get on the ride.
You're there.
Even if it's 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's what a lot of people say, go right at close. And
you'll extend your time essentially.
Yeah. And you can go right at close. And here's something you start thinking about. Like when I did that for the Guardians of the Galaxy ride at Disneyland, it was a 90-minute wait when I got in line at close. The thing is, the Fast Pass line dries up.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, you're moving a lot faster.
Yeah.
So that's why you may see it's a 2.5 hour wait, and it may actually take you half that time, because all of a sudden, there's no more Fast Pass people, and they just start, you know, funneling you on.
And they also don't adjust those times down.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
because it's closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like we did Frozen Ever After that way.
Yeah.
Or not the Frozen, whatever the Frozen ride's called, the Frozen Trolls.
It's Frozen Ever After.
Is it Frozen Ever After?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you get in the line, and it says 90 minutes, and it's really 20.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to get in the line. They want you to go, oh, it's 90 minutes.
Right. Let's go
home. If they adjusted it for what it actually was, you'd have a lot more people staying in the park, which would.
And I'm sure there are exceptions to that rule, so I don't want you to always think that way. But the reason you may hear people say, go at close, and you still see there's giants wait, is often that does go faster than it says. And those people want to go home, so they want to get you through the line.
We did, and the other Pandora ride, the Navi River thing.
Navi River Journey.
We went straight in that, like, park opening, and we went straight on the river ride. And I think we only waited in line for that maybe 25 minutes.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
I think it's fun.
It was a river ride.
Yeah.
Same thing. The model thing at the end was really cool.
The animatronic there is just nuts.
Very peaceful. There's no drama really to it.
Yeah.
No stress. I like it.
It was cool, too, for little kids, because you're kind of pointing.
Yeah, stuff, you know, that's what I mean. Like, it's not even, like, every Disney ride, I feel like, and people have given this as a complaint, but I actually kind of like it. Because most Disney rides always have that, and then something goes wrong,
right,
and you're in Nemo, and then all of a sudden it's terrifying for 30 seconds for no reason, and you get stuck there. Your kids are screaming. In the Navi River Journey, there's not that.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
It was serene.
Yeah. There's not, like, a Rocky Rapids part,
no,
you know, which is kind of what you expect. It's just a few minutes. They may have originally planned that, but it's a couple minutes, and it's cute, and I like it.
Yeah.
There's no like, no, don't go that way. Ah!
No, there's none of that. No. And that's every ride.
Every ride.
But there's not in this one. So I actually kind of like that. I think it's a little refreshing. And if you've already had the green beer, maybe it's a little more peaceful.
I didn't get a green
peaceful
beer. I meant to get one. I did not.
I get one of those every March.
Hawk's Grog Ale or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I did see a lot of people getting the little...
The little
banshee for your shoulder.
Yeah.
And one guy had one in the airport when I was coming home.
Get your banshee off your shoulder in the airport. It's like a little banshee.
Green beer? They sell a little puppet like
banshees.
A puppet banshee that you can sit on your shoulder.
You have to wait in line to get like paired with your banshee.
Yeah. It was a whole to-do. But this one kid had one.
Like Riker's built a lightsaber, but he hadn't done the banshee pairing yet.
Bring a puppet and put it in a real life situation.
Yep.
And I will run.
You'll get out of there.
I'm out.
If you're a man with a puppet.
Like if you walk up, man, and there's a dang puppet sitting at like a dinner table with somebody, reservations or not, I'm out of there.
You're terrified.
Dining plan at Disney or not, I'm gone.
You're gone.
I will let those points go to pasture.
Logan and I just order another drink and watch the scene unfold.
Have you ever heard that story? There is a story.
You miss out on all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, I mean, I referenced it, but
there's
a story.
We'll tell it. We've told it before. We'll tell it again another day.
Because as you should.
Matt Lott does not know that story.
I don't.
We want to take dinner with a puppet monkey.
It's the most uncomfortable situation.
We'll talk about that one day.
So in Animal Kingdom, we did Fast Pass for the Flight of Passage, the Lion King show, which is still great.
Fantastic.
And the safari, which was a lot of fun with my 2-year-old, you know, because he had never been on anything like that. So that was really cool. It added another dimension.
It's fun for me. I don't know why y'all hate on the safari.
It's very hit or miss.
It can be.
Okay, well, I will say
this. They are live animals.
I've had some
literally walking right beside us when we were going.
That's awesome.
Some giraffic.
And then sometimes it's like, look, there's a mole.
Right. Yes.
And then here's where the lions
a lion
are
up on
sometimes.
Top of the rock or whatever.
There was a lion sleeping. My mom said that on one of her trips, they went down there for, I guess, her and my dad for just
You've
a fun trip.
You've already told the roaring story.
Roaring lion. My sister told me this trip, they were down there once and a giraffe kind of walked in front of the thing and they were stuck for about half an hour.
Half an hour.
The giraffe just stood there and they couldn't do anything because they can't exactly get out there and rush it.
Listen, I'm just going to be honest. Disney, can you not do anything?
Come on, man.
Logan, say the giraffic jam joke. We all said it.
Well, I know. I said it. I said it.
You did?
I did it in the voice. I did it in the Dave Matthews voice.
Traffic jam. Got more cars on the beach. Got sand.
Suck it up.
Lay it up.
Something like that.
Every day.
And then we single rider expedition Everest.
If you do want to see active lions, the night safari, typically towards the beginning of at dusk, is a great. Laugh.
If you want to see active lions,
that's what
my band,
Act of Lions.
Yeah, because the lion actually ordered Perkins via Uber Eats.
This is our single. It's called Roar.
It's so the white lion building. Actually gets up to go pick it up.
I like
so you can get you his can Uber see him.
Because the lion's going to order from Perkins.
Yeah.
I thought the lion would order from probably Outback.
No. Man.
No. Come on. That's like saying like we would order Uber Eats
at
McDonald's.
That's good. We should start that band.
I like it.
Active Lions is good.
It is good.
Active Lions?
I think it's Act of Lions.
Act of Lions is a moneymaker.
Act of Lions is like an 80s metal band. Act of Lions is a early 2000s, like indie. Emo core kind of band.
We're in that. You're in. You're in play keys.
Keys?
Yeah, sorry.
I know how to play like a key. We Three Kings and Lean on Me. That's about it.
Boom.
Get ready.
Bom, 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 bom.
All right, so
Animal Kingdom was great. We went twice,
but that should be a qualified.
Everybody's together whole time.
Yes.
Did you do Bug's Life thing in the big tree?
Didn't do Bug's Life thing in the big tree.
Oh, lame.
Did you have terrible Skipped food?
It. I love it when that did bug have shoots you with water.
Animal Kingdom. Did you eat an Avatar? Did you eat the Pandora?
No, I did not.
It's probably my favorite counter service. That's great.
Didn't eat there, and I wanted to.
Did you play the carnival games?
Except no, we went to a street party thing, a dance party one night, which was great.
Puffers.
Oh, and the new lake show at Animal Kingdom.
Rivers of Light.
Phenomenal.
You liked
that
it?
That was really
good. A lot of mixed reviews on that Rivers of Light.
I loved it.
Did Johnny like
I love
it?
Everything, though. If I like something, I love it.
You sound like me in movies.
You got to like it. You got to love
it. Me and whiskey.
Yeah. Everybody, I should throw that out as a disclaimer. I love everything.
You love life.
Passionate about life.
Yeah, that's just, we had a ball.
I don't want your life, Mox.
I don't want your life. Yeah, it was good. So Hollywood Studios.
I love that, dog.
Skipping to Hollywood.
I want your life, big.
You want it? No. I don't think you want.
I don't think you're ready.
We went to Hollywood Studios, which I was nervous about because I was scared there just wasn't going to be a lot to do.
Yeah,
but there was plenty to do.
Yeah, I think that's totally overblown.
Mm-hmm.
People, that there's nothing to do.
Did you get to experience some of the Christmas happenings?
Yes, the Christmas, the two shows at night, the Star Wars one, which we kind of watched from afar, which was great. And then the they have a movies, which is kind of like Disney's
live action
loved
movie
that.
Magic.
I love that. I noticed that the only Marvel characters they used was Guardians, the Guardians and Doctor Strange, which I was like, man, I wish they could just use everybody, but you know, there's the thing. One day. But we had a lot of fun. We did Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, which I've gone to since I was a kid. But this time, we were waiting to go in, which we had a fast pass for, and we were about to go in, and one of the cast members stopped us and said, "Hey!" And she was wearing like a pretend snake. And
oh God! Did you get to be the person that goes?
We got to be the junior directors.
No,
I didn't. I didn't go
you
down.
Didn't
and,
go out.
No, but our kids did. All of the
but
kids
they got to
go
yell
out.
Action!
And, yeah, they got to yell out lights, camera, action,
oh,
which was
my
funny
gosh, that's
because
awesome.
The little group of kids, and this was the day we all wore our Lot family Christmas vacation shirt.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bullseye for success right
totally.
There.
So we go down there, and they say, all right, all of you guys, and they're talking specifically to Johnny because he's so young. You know, the rest of the kids are tracking, but they're like, you're going to say lights, camera, action. Okay. So they go out there, and then the first question the lady asks is, what's your name? So she goes through all the kids. She gets to Johnny, and Johnny goes, lights, camera, action.
Oh, my gosh. And people
right, which
lose
is
their
pretty
minds.
Good retention for a two-year-old, I thought.
Got a big laugh.
But then she was like, no,
everybody
what's your
laughed,
name?
Everybody laughed, right?
Yes.
Okay, my middle name's
I'm
Danger.
I'm going to get so bad right now.
No, everybody laughed. And then she said, what's your name? And he's like, Johnny. And everybody, oh.
Yeah,
it was great. And then they did lights, camera, action again. And another thing, too, is
I wonder if any listeners were actually there.
I don't know.
And saw that happen.
I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
That would be cool. We got to meet Indiana Jones and or the characters. You know, we got to meet them after, which I didn't know. You can just kind of stand around and they'll come. They'll just come talk to you. And we got a picture with them. It was a lot of fun. Huh. I wish I'd known that when I was
Indiana
either.
Jones.
The real guy. The real
I've
guy.
I've always been quick to go get an adult Dole Whip after that.
I missed that.
They ain't got
be
over
a far,
there.
Be a far, far,
Yeah, they ain't got them over.
Hold on, I'll be back in like 3 hours.
Why don't they have those in every park that's not Magic Kingdom? I mean, I understand they want to keep Magic Kingdom like
special.
Currently, yeah.
Currently. I know that's changing.
At some point it will.
I just don't make any, it doesn't make any sense. They're bringing in alcohol.
At some point they will.
At the restaurants, there's alcohol. I don't think they'll ever be beer carts and stuff. No. It won't happen.
There's too much. I feel
I heard
like
they were going to bring chewing gum to
when
Magic
you go
Kingdom.
During when we went, which was right before the holidays. We left on the 23rd, which I highly recommend if you can.
Leaving before the.
If you can avoid going during Christmas, New Year's, then do it. Because, I mean, we all saw Disney had like their DEFCON 4 shutdown where they weren't even letting anybody in, you know, which I've been there when they've closed the park. But this was like the for real close the park.
This is like, it doesn't matter who you are, what reservations you have.
Yeah. And
you ain't getting in.
We
like
left.
Fire marshal stuff? Or
yeah, like people were posting pictures and everybody was like as close as you and I are right now.
Nope.
Throngs of people.
Throngs?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Like a sea of people.
What day are we on here, Max? We've been going for a while.
Yeah, no, there's one more. I just want to do my favorite park, which is Epcot.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
The reason it was so special is because of this show, because
every
you guys
day.
Were like, go to Tutto Gusto. Go. And so we did, and it was phenomenal.
Did you drink around the world?
No. But I got all my drinking in at Tutto Gusto, which was my bottle of wine.
That should be a t-shirt. I want that shirt.
Or my Quartino. Yeah, and it was cool because I actually had a listener who's a friend of mine say that they also went to Tutto Gusto because of the recommendation from this show. But it was just perfect. Johnny happened to fall asleep right before we got there, so we walked in, and then we were like, can we sit down? And then they moved us to a booth, and we got to lay him down.
Like the bar area.
Yes,
yeah, the
yes.
Bar.
And back in the corner. Yeah. And it really was like you weren't in Disney anymore, which in a good way, not
in
a bad way.
You sent us pictures, and Johnny was out.
He was out like a lot.
It's pretty much date night because...
It wasn't even there. It was like an impromptu date night, which made it more special for us because it seems like with those types of things, you know, when you don't plan them and they just kind of happen, it's a little bit more special. So we just really enjoyed it. That was the best.
Did you get to Morimoto?
No, I didn't get to Morimoto. Yeah, and we had planned for it the night that we went to see Star Wars, but then, oh, that's another thing I didn't tell you. Most of my family was sick at the beginning of the trip.
Ugh.
You know, and Allison's pregnant. So we were kind of juggling, like, this wasn't an easy flow vacation. This was just, like, chaos kept happening, you know. But then by the end of the trip, everybody was all good. So it was cool. I highly recommend that place. The olives. I don't know what they were, but they were the best olives I've ever had in my life.
Pretty sure they were olives.
And it just made Epcot way more special. They were a specific kind of olive.
Oh, there's specific kinds? And then there was, like, the black ones and the green ones.
No, this was a... These had the
Kalamata.
The pits olive. In them. Oh, Bed man, olives. They were so good.
Olive Garden.
Oh, man, we had a blast.
Olive Olivia juice. Newton-John.
And also, I rode Mission Space Green because I had never ridden Mission Space.
It's the new one.
And the orange one had too long of a line, so we just...
How is it? Because it's the new one. You go to
yeah.
to the moon, right?
Yes, you go, you float, you kind of just do an orbit. It was like soaring over the Earth, basically. It was cool. Fine. Except right up in your grill, you know, you're like... If you're not happy with confined spaces, don't do that ride because it's
even the green.
Yeah, even the green.
I don't think people we never really talked about it. So there's obviously two versions of mm-hmm. Mission Space. If you've gone, you know. But if you haven't, a lot of people haven't. You know, there's the orange and the green. Orange is if you don't get motion sickness,
right?
Do orange.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have,
if you any, don't get motion sickness,
but you still
and
want your,
you
still want your day ruined.
Still want your day ruined.
Love that ride.
I've only ridden it once. I did the orange. I've never gone back. I don't think I'll do the green. I don't care enough. Muscle memory.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't even remember that it exists.
Yeah, it's over there.
Yeah.
It's
well, I had never ridden it.
When I'm in Epcot, I never even think this is a thing
right.
that I can go do.
You think about for any that's for any rides other than the Mexico ride for you, though.
There's only one ride at Disney.
It's Frozen ride.
Three Caballeros.
Frozen ride, yes. Because the last time I went,
under construction.
I think it was, either under construction or it had just opened and the line was insane.
Yeah.
So I sent a picture. I don't know if we want to throw that out there, but it was my nephew's on this ride, which, you know, the drop is the equivalent of going down a hill on a bike.
Yeah.
But they were horrified and it's the best
thing.
Well,
that wherever they take that photo, it's like just, it's something about the lighting and everything, the flash. Every photo, there's always a kid who looks
terrifying.
Insane.
Yes.
Well, normally it's right after the...
It's right before
it
you
hits,
drop.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like a...
yeah.
It's like that split second.
Yeah. It was good. We had a big time this. We stayed at Kidani Village.
No, you didn't.
We had a good time. It was
what
my favorite
think,
Disney
if you're
vacation.
You're a kid and you're shorter, okay? And you're going out there and then it drops.
Yeah, you
like
don't
you,
really see.
You can't see where you're going to end up.
What if you're a tall kid?
Riker does not
kid.
Like it.
What?
He doesn't like
what
anything.
If you're a tall kid?
I mean, tall kids...
J.R.R. Tall Kids?
They,
yeah. Were you guys in a three bedroom?
We
she
did,
assembled a bunch of psychology.
We did a studio and a two bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Because we utilize that pull out couch like champions.
Which is basically a three bedroom.
Right. Yeah. So you have like one room has a queen, then you have the pull out couch and another chair that has a bed in it too somehow. And then you have two doubles. Or
you
two
the three bedroom. Would they not get the Grand Villa? Nah. The same number of points?
No, we just, the way they had the points divided.
Get a pool table in the Grand Villa.
I don't need a pool table. You know what I do with that pool table? I'll just look at it.
Who's still playing? I don't know. Y'all's family was sick. Y'all could have really used the pool table.
I would just, when they were babies, I'd just put like Riker on it, let them run around on it, see what happens.
Yeah, Dad, I tripped on the fail.
I will say this. As Amanda's cousin says, that's a copay.
That's
almost a copay. That was almost a copay.
Golly, I want to use that line.
That's a greasy line. Rating system all its own. That's a copay. Got three copays this trip. One good.
Yeah. Oh man.
Every time, because a couple stays with us, so like one of my daughters was on like a chair, and like I was like, whoa, and I grabbed her, and she's like, well, almost a copay. All right. Well, anything else?
Hey, babe, how much is that bottle of tequila?
Couple of copays. Okay.
Dang, girl. That one comes with a copay if you drink it right.
Yeah.
One other thing, if people in your party are sick, that's one of the advantages of staying at a Disney resort, because they're, if you don't want to get out to a party.
They have on-site doctor services?
No, but they have on-site fun. So if you're not feeling too great, you don't want to get out, you can just walk around the resort.
Yeah, just go down to the lobby and cough on something. Breathe into the
go down tomorrow.
Into the
ruin it for everyone.
Don't do that. But like at Kidani, you can go outside, you know, and there's generally just animals standing out there.
Do they supply humidifiers if needed?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just bummed that he said he didn't need a pool table. When I'm doing family reunions and stuff, I make it a point to try to take money from kids.
Yeah, see, we just appreciate each other for who we are.
That sounds
I think that's a perfect place to wrap it up.
I love it.
All right. Well, I think there may be part two. Is there going to be a part two of the Matt Lodge Rep Report? Or is that about everything?
That's kind of everything I got. I don't know if you guys want me to keep talking about it.
I want you to keep going, but not this week.
Right.
Because I'm exhausted.
I can think of more stuff. Don't worry. Yeah. We had a ball.
A lot of people are commenting that's a copay.
That's a copay. That's a new t-shirt.
That's a copay.
That's the best. Like, I can't wait to use that in like a real life situation. I've already built a couple in my mind.
You want to do a shirt? You want to do a crossover? That's a copay shirt?
Absolutely. Yes.
That'd be the perfect pod crew shirt.
I mean, I feel like.
Yeah, the pod cruise is going to be a little bit more than the copay, I feel like. That's more like an ER visit.
All right. I think that is going to do it. Before we do speaking of the pod cruise, just a few mild dozen days away. I don't know. Like 60 days? Less than 60 days?
A mild dozen?
I don't know what I'm saying.
You told me on the. I logged in on my MyNCL. That stands for Norwegian Cruise Line. On the boards, didn't know what people were talking about.
I know. You've heard. You talk.
No. When they were using those NCL, like in their signature line, they put all the boats they've been on. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, what does this one mean?
Is this real people?
What are we talking? Why are we?
I would argue they may not be real people.
Okay.
But I don't. That's not nice.
Okay, I would argue they are real us. People.
I don't know. It looks like an awesome boat.
None of these people on the boards are.
No, I don't know. Maybe we got some elite Norwegian members.
I love that the boards is back in the lexicon.
The Norlite.
Yes.
Let me pitch it one more time. Podcruise.
Right.
.com.
$550 a person gets you on that boat. Minimum of two people, though. That's confusing.
It's about
unlimited or the ultimate drinking package included.
Fully included in
another
your cost.
Perk. I'm doing the $75 onboard credit because I can use that in the casino.
I think I'm doing the dining. And also
you can get interwebs.
You can do the internet. You can also do includes a show. I'm going to see Broadway show.
Drag Queen.
It's not called the Drag Queen, BS.
What? I mean, that's a description.
Why is it not?
The description doesn't just say that. It has a long description.
Like drag queen brunch or something.
No, that's not what it is at all.
Oh, I thought that's what we were going to see.
Do you have to book that separately?
Grace, are you not in our group chat? We're like, book this.
We all went together. 10 o'clock, 10 on, the
o'clock
first night,
on Wednesday night.
Second night.
Oh, you're on talking, the night. No, I don't do shows.
You're talking to the
that's
guy
my
that,
casino time.
This is Star Wars organizing. Yeah.
No,
here.
Grace, you got to come.
Yeah, you don't do the drag queen thing. I'm going to be putting like $500 on black.
It is a modified version of what's the show? Something is Arizona.
Oh, great. No, you never want to start it off with, it's a modified version of. You know what I mean?
Well, I've heard it's about a 45-minute long version of a whole Broadway show. So I'm going to enjoy myself. So
we'll see what it's called. I got the login.
It is Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big Broadway show from the 80s.
Priscilla, Drag Queen of the Desert.
It's all the hits from the 70s and 80s. It's a lot of like ABBA. You know.
That'll be fun.
Take a chance on it, Grease.
Take a chance on Grease.
That's a good shirt, too.
I'm going to try to figure out a way to get in the
show. I'm going
to the
Beatles at the Cavern Club.
Our
ship has the only Cavern Club, like, outside of Liverpool. Cool. Is on the ship, so I look forward to going to that. It's a Beatles fan.
I want
to
go one
day. Just said it's 63 days away.
Scary.
That is, I got to get childcare.
That's borderline.
That's almost here.
Oh, I've got some emails from
Norwegian
Communication
Center. That's the best thing I've heard since Pop Rocks.
What?
You never had Pop Rocks?
Some people are asking to be your wingman, Grease, on the casino.
Oh,
pretty sure just come hang.
I am Grease's wingman.
Yeah, no. Will is my wingman, but there is on the last night, there is an official gambling with the Grease.
Yeah. Golly. Late night.
Unofficial
official. I mean, it's going to be on the lane.
Matt, we'll do something here.
It's on the lane. Yeah, it is on the
Grease
lane.
Is going to make it home.
If y'all want to be spirit animals, y'all go to the Matco and get about $500 worth of scratch off.
Terry was invited.
There's going to be a spinoff cruise.
He's not allowed to be sad.
I wanted to do a cruise podcast, but not like on a cruise line. Like, we go on like all of the rock and roll cruises and review them. That seems like the dreams. Like, what are you guys doing this week? Oh, I got Chris Jericho's rock and wrestling cruise. What do you got next week? Oh, I got the Lynyrd Skynyrd Southern Man at Sea cruise.
We got Parahoy for the Millennium.
I'm going to train by the
dolphins at Atlantis.
You did?
No.
You're going by yourself to swim with the dolphins?
I kind of thought
that'd be awesome.
Logan's just working for the Lord.
It's expensive.
Doing God's work.
You know, someone's got to review these cruises.
I agree.
Somebody's got to swim with the dolphins.
See, what's good? This will wrap us up. Our cruise, the three of us.
That's another good shirt.
The three of us.
Somebody's got to swim with the dolphins.
Three of us picked out the cruise ship. And originally, we were given some options. And we were like, no, this boat's like 1998. Not even like 1992. Like, we're going to find.
And it was like $50 a person cheaper. Yeah.
And you get the unlimited package. This Norwegian cruise liner, Norwegian Epic, it's a giant, it's a mega ship.
Yeah.
It doesn't typically do the 3-day.
It does. This is one time a year. It does the three night cruises. And then
it's 4-day, Will.
4-day, three night. Yes. Again, podcruise.com. That'll wrap it up. You can go. You have to book really right now, but we'd love to have you be a part of our, be a part of the team. We'll get you get a t-shirt.
Are we allowed to go into the Entourage Teen Center?
We're going to wrap it up there.
There's a restraining order for me. I can't. Okay. But no. I mean, you can go.
And the answer is no.
I didn't know if it was a fun hang.
What?
A full cave?
Fun hang.
Oh, a fun hang.
Oh gosh.
Golly.
What's happening?
I thought you were calling like an arcade fun and you call it a fun cave. I was on the same page as you.
I thought about that the night you do the casino. I was like, maybe we'll do arcade night.
Yeah, Logan's doing the funcade. Funcade Friday. Does it happen to be on a Friday? I think it is on a Friday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yeah.
It's called Video Arcade.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Will, for that clarification. And capture a few aliens.
There's also
a race car.
There's also
play pinball and fly a jet fighter. Anything is possible.
Also, is there a claw machine?
They're really hyping this.
There's also a Wii Wall.
Yeah, I like the Wii Wall.
What?
There like is a Nintendo claw machine.
Wii. Yeah. So I mean, they weren't thinking ahead for the like
branded. Different concept in my brain.
I got another sales pitch for you right here, right now.
Will.
One day while we're on the
Will's
sea,
Wee-wall.
One day when we're on the sea, there's going to be a one full day of March Madness, and there's going to be a sports book on the boat. So, like betting on sports, hop on the boat with us.
All right,
do you like betting on sports?
Speaking of, I just put some money on the Royal Rumble. You want in?
It's a bad idea.
Does that happen?
Logan's
you can put like money on wrestling that's not scripted.
You can put money on wrestling in Vegas. Or no, where can you bet on anything? England?
Tunica, yes. Mississippi.
Yeah.
Tunica.
So, but like you can bet on movies and whatever.
Yeah.
What I did, I'm doing
a
Royal Rumble pool where I put in money and they give me a number. And then so it's like I'm 1 through 30 is how many, there's 30 wrestlers and I'm given a number. And that's whoever my wrestler is. You know who it is. Surprise.
Oh.
And if I win, I win like a couple $100.
Like a dollar.
That's actually kind of fun.
It makes it a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
I think it's probably legal. Probably
when's the Royal Rumble coming out?
It's in like 2 weeks. It doesn't come. It just has to happen.
It's come out.
When they releasing that?
They pre-record it like that New Year's Eve thing.
Dave Adams said, bet on Nakamura to win the Rumble. Take it to Vegas. I agree with you. I don't get to pick, though.
That's right, like just predicting a script. All right.
That's going to do it for today on WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Matt G.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I am me.
My favorite part of that is so many people are like, I finally got to see your faces and know what you sound like. And now we've just ruined it for them. All right.
Yeah, no, we should clarify.
All right, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.
Mercy River, fare thee